A Spruce Pine man has been charged with setting the fires this past weekend that destroyed several businesses in Spruce Pine.
On behalf of the Spruce Pine Police Department, Fire Department, North Carolina Bureau of Investigation, and ATF, I would like to announce today the arrest of David Kenneth McCall, age 44, of Spruce Pine. He was arrested and charged with setting the fires that occurred in Spruce Pine this past Saturday. McCall has been charged with one count of arson in the second degree, four counts of burning a commercial building, and four counts of breaking and entering, all state violations. If convicted, McCall faces a sentence of 23 years confinement on all the charges.
Carl Vasilko is the special agent in charge of the ATF's National Response Team. McCall is being held in the Rutherford County Jail. Special Agent Vasilko said this is all they will say about the case, as any information they release may affect his rights and the government's case. Repeating, David Kenneth McCall, age 44, of 201 Locust Street in Spruce Pine, has been charged with setting the fires in Spruce Pine. Reading from an ATF news release, during the early morning hours on August 4th, a fire was reported at the Keene Building, which housed various businesses to include an Hispanic church located at 380 Oak Avenue in Spruce Pine. The building and church was completely destroyed by fire. On the evening of August 4th, four additional fires were reported within a three-block area. Businesses that were damaged or destroyed on Locust Street include Cheapskates Music and Thrift Store and Apartments, the Wiley Building, Lady Blues Boutique, DT's Blue Ridge Java, Treehouse Mountain Realty, and Spruce Pine Railroad Depot. The Malin Armature Company on Oak Avenue was damaged by fire on this day also. The total loss of the structures, contents, and value to the community by these fires is estimated at more than $1 million. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.